to our next topic, and we are staying on the issue of road safety and driver behaviour. We are joined on the line now by Anne-Marie Fuller, who is with the Green Party, Green Party representative in this county. Now, we spoke to Anne-Marie, I think back in August, when it seemed that plans, big plans by the last government, which of course the Greens are part of, to introduce speed limits of 30 kilometres per hour in built-up areas wasn't going to happen because the government were saying, well, it's up to the local authorities to do that. And the response or the reaction to this was that, well, local authorities already have the power, so not much is going to change because you have to bring in motions, and there's a whole process that can take forever and ever, and it's not very popular with many voters to reduce speed limits. Now we're hearing that Transport Minister Dara O'Brien has directed local authorities, has directed county councils to review existing speed limits on roads in built-up and urban areas, and that councils will begin to implement lower speed limits, including the introduction of 30 kilometre per hour speed limits where it's deemed appropriate, such as those on roads and in cities and in towns and maybe in some villages as well. Well, we're joined on the line by Anne-Marie. Anne-Marie, thank you so much for joining us. What's your response to this development?
Good morning, Tressa, and good morning to your listeners, and thanks for having me on. I welcome the minister saying this, and I also welcome Kerry County Councils, and I hope their ambitions will now, take this direction. I know they're very strong on wanting to complete, all the climate action plans and everything. But also I think that genuinely, I think they want to do well by us in the county and make the roads safer for everybody. So as a cyclist, particularly bringing my daughters to school on the bike, I welcome it because, as I know this is probably a bit naff to say, as I say to my kids, sharing is caring. And, if we can have roads, particularly around our in our urban centres that are, 30 kilometres an hour, even less, then we can all share the roads. The roads aren't just for cars, but for cyclists and pedestrians as well. So it's we can have a better society for everybody and a better environment for everybody if the roads are safer for cyclists as well.
And as a cyclist, as someone who cycles, say, particularly around Tralee, do you think it's badly needed?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can tell, I guess, just by the number of cyclists who are on the road. There's very few of us. And I know certainly a lot of people, I think, would be interested in cycling on the roads, but they just look at the number of the level of cars on the road, but also the speed at which the cars are driving, and they think, oh, it's not safe. So if we I've just recently come from a trip where I went to the continent. I was in Amsterdam and Copenhagen, and there was lots of young people and older people and children cycling around there, and the atmosphere, just that that feeling you have on the streets was I don't know, it's kind of hard to explain, but it was just like a more friendly atmosphere. And we know that, those countries, rate high on the happiness index. So I think, if you've got a lot more people cycling and walking, you actually have kind of a happier society, because people are more able to kind of see each other individually, and you don't have everyone kind of, stuck in these, these metal boxes where you're separated from each other. So there's multiple benefits to having people cycling, not just for the environment and the lower carbon emissions, but also from, a health, an air pollution perspective as well, less plastic, microplastics coming off the cars as well. The council can benefit because, bicycles are, they're less heavy. So mm-hmm. they're actually going to, they'll actually save money in the long term if they have more cyclists on the road, because they won't need to be, pushing down more tarmac to fix all the potholes much, because, bicycles will be lighter. So there's multiple benefits as well.
And we're speaking to Anne-Marie Fuller, who is a Kerry representative with the Green Party, about this direction from Transport Minister Darragh O'Brien. He's telling local authorities to review existing speed limits in built-up and urban areas. And he says that they, and he's instructed them to implement 30 kilometre per hour speed limits in these areas where appropriate by 2027. But aren't the weasel words here, Anne-Marie, where appropriate? Because ultimately it'll be the councillors who'll decide this, and they might decide, yes, they're objectively, yes, the speed limit should be reduced in this area, but it's not popular with the voters, so I'm not going to press for this change.
Yeah, I guess, and I guess I would be asking everyone then to, why wouldn't it be popular with voters or with voters? Is that just that there's actually a few people who are really vocal against it? But actually, I think a lot of people would actually welcome safer roads on our in our urban streets as well. The thing is, I guess you get into a kind of mentality, especially around the urban areas, where you see a 50 kilometre an hour speed limit sign and you think, oh, I have to drive to that speed. However, when you're in the urban centres, you know, you're not actually going to be able to drive 50 kilometres an hour anyway, but there's something in your mind when you see that speed limit that you think, oh, I have to go for it. So I think if people actually reflect on this themselves, they'll realise that they're not actually driving 50 kilometres an hour. And actually, it's to the benefit of us all. You know, I know I'm talking to people recently, and we all feel like we're in a rat race, and it's just like you're on a hamster wheel going round and round and round. And it could be beneficial to all of us if we just kind of slow down a bit, take a breath. You know, you're not, like, there's people who, when I'm cycling around and, you know, I feel people are, I'm slowing people down behind me, I can feel that pressure, and I can feel, you can kind of sense the frustration of people. But I guess if those people think about it, are you going to get to your destination, half a minute quicker? Do you know what I mean?
Can I put this comment to you, Anne-Marie, you were saying in terms that we were talking about, that it often appears not politically popular, or that many voters are vocal about their opposition to reducing speed limits. I'll give you an example of a comment we got in this morning. More nanny state nonsense from our government when it comes to speed limits. How many fatalities occur in the current 50 kilometre per hour limit in towns and villages? There are far more bad accidents and deaths on other roads. What would you say to that person who rang in with that comment?
I guess it is, it goes back to what I was saying before, about what kind of society do we want to live in, and what kind of atmosphere do we want to have around in our towns and villages. Do we want to have our kids being able to cycle on the streets? Do we want people who actually can't, go for one reason or another, use a car? Do we want to give them an opportunity to feel safe on the roads? Do we want to share those spaces with each other? Do we want to feel that we live in a society where we have cooperation with each other? And like, I'll just go back to again, you know, the atmosphere that I experienced in Amsterdam and Copenhagen when there were a lot more bicycles on the road. And that wasn't to say that there wasn't people in cars driving around. There was. But if you give more space to cyclists and allow the people who want to cycle to cycle, then the people who really need to be in the cars, it leaves more space for them. So just more choice really for people. And why can't we all just share the space?
And why can't we all? That's a good way to end our chat there, Anne-Marie Fuller. Why can't we all just share the space? We've been talking to Anne-Marie Fuller who's a Kerry representative for the Green Party, getting her reaction to what Transport Minister Darragh O'Brien has directed to local authorities. He said they need to review speed limits in build-up areas with a view to lowering many to 30 kilometres per hour within 18 months. Councils will begin to implement lower speed limits, including the introduction of 30 kilometre per hour speed limits where it's deemed appropriate, such as on roads in cities and towns. And I'd love to get your views on that. And do you think also separately, local authorities already have a great deal of volume of work and responsibility, very responsible duties, not in terms of housing and roads, with their existing duties. Is it fair to encumber them with this to lower speed limits when the last government, which the Greens were part of, had said, no, we'll bring it in through legislation so it'll be a lot cleaner and efficient and it won't fall on councillors to go through this, to bring in motions, to study various areas, traffic studies, etc. Do you think it's fair on local authorities? Do you think they have enough going on to be expected to continue to take on this responsibility? Or do you think ultimately it is more democratic and fairer and more and more nuanced if it's up to each local authority, each county council, to decide which areas where their speed limit should be reduced? I'd really like to hear from you on that. 066 712 3666.